This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, August 25th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Emily Monday and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A church gathering in India erupted in violence on July 12th when a group of angry Sikhs and Hindus attacked the pastor's wife, breaking her leg, reports Christian Headlines. As of today, she is still recovering from the injury. Pastor Ronnie said that his wife had been, quote, bedridden since the attack, end quote. Pray for a full recovery for Pastor Ronnie's wife, protection for this congregation, and for the conversion of those Sikhs and Hindus who have persecuted the Church of God. Evacuations from the Hamid Karzai Airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, continue. Currently, the Biden administration plans to withdraw all U.S. troops on August 31st, reports the Epoch Times. However, some U.S. lawmakers and military leaders doubt whether this deadline can be fulfilled if all U.S. citizens are to be evacuated. As evacuations continue, the number of refugees fleeing the Taliban increases daily. Currently, there are thousands of refugees trapped at a U.S. airbase in Qatar without air conditioning. The temperature at the airbase has reached 107 degrees, reports Gizmodo.com. Lows in the evenings will likely only reach the 90s. At 12:01 a.m. Tuesday morning of this week, Kathy Hochul, age 63, was sworn in as the 57th governor of the state of New York. Chief Judge Janet DeFiore administered the oath.
I, Kathy Hochul, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States, that I will support the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of New York, the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties, that I will faithfully discharge my duties of the Office of Governor of the State of New York, of the Office of Governor of the State of New York, to the best of my abilities,
Hochul, who became the first female governor in the state's history, succeeds the disgraced former governor Andrew Cuomo, who resigned over allegations of immoral behavior. Sadly, Governor Hochul continues Empire State support for abortion. In one tweet dated January 22, 2021, then Lieutenant Governor Hochul wrote, quote, abortion is health care, end quote. 90-year-old Buddy McNabb testified to God's miraculous hand of preservation during the recent floods in Tennessee, which killed 22 people, reports FaithWire.com. In an interview with the Weather Channel, Buddy explained how, after a torrential downpour in Waverly, he watched his Jeep float down the street from the kitchen window of his trailer.
And I saw both houses across the street washed away, just went floating right on down the street.
All from your kitchen window and your trailer?
All from my kitchen window. And me and three dogs stood right there and watched it all happen. Talked to God a little bit. He talked back. I was not afraid. He calmed me down, and we just stood there and watched.
Buddy, you stood there as water is coming up around you.
Water,
how high did the water get?
Water got up all about shoulder deep before it ever started to go down.
And you just stood in there.
What else could I do?
How do you explain that you survived and your three dogs survived?
I'm a believer. God laid his hand on me. There ain't a question in my mind. If a person does not believe in miracles, come talk to me. Because God laid his hand on me. I was not even afraid.
Isaiah 43 verses 2 and 3 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. More than 60% of born-again Christians in America between the ages of 18 and 39 actually believe that Buddha, Muhammad, and Jesus are all valid paths to salvation, reports the Christian Post. Worse yet, over 30% say they believe that Jesus sinned just like other people when he lived on earth, or are not sure, according to a new study. Contrary to the confusion in the survey respondents, The Bible is quite clear on the fact that Jesus never committed any sin. Hebrews 4 verses 14 and 15 says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." And finally, have you ever waited tables at a restaurant? Well, what would you think if you looked at the receipt and saw a $10,000 tip? That's what the 10 staff members at Wahoo Seafood Grill in Gainesville, Florida saw on August 17th, when the owner gathered them all together to share the good news, reports SunnySkies.com. The happy customer gave a $1,000 tip to each of the 10 employees. In a Facebook post, owner Sean Shepard wrote, quote, "I'm not usually an emotional guy, but this really got me. I'm blown away. We're all blown away by his generosity," end quote. Our Lord Jesus said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Acts 20, verse 35. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 25th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.